Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story took place in France. Once there was a Chabad Chassid named Yehuda, and he happened to be talking to an older gentleman, not a Jewish person, and the older gentleman said to him, "You are a Chabad Lubavitcher, right? You're a Chassid, you're a follower of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, right?" "Yes," Yehuda said. "Well, how is your great Rabbi Schneerson doing?" Yehuda was very surprised. "How would this person know about the Rebbe?" "Don't be so surprised," said the old non-Jewish gentleman. "I'll tell you how I know your Rebbe so well. You see, during World War II, things were very hard here in France. But I decided to anyway go to the university as a student, a university called the Sorbonne, and study mathematics. While I was there, I got to know your rabbi because he was in my class." The Rebbe went to university in France, not because he wanted to, but because the previous Rebbe instructed him that he must do it. "He was a very special type of person," the old non-Jewish gentleman continued. "First of all, he was very polite and very charming, but he was also incredibly intelligent. He didn't speak much, but when he spoke, everybody listened to him. And the most amazing thing was that he never seemed to pay attention in class at all. No matter what was going on in class, no matter what the teacher was teaching, the rabbi would always be holding a Hebrew book of some kind on his lap and learning whatever was written in there. And yet, he would always know the answers to all the questions that were asked of him. Now, the classes were very, very hard, but it was even harder to be able to afford a life there during the war. In fact, the only way that most of us could pay for our time in the university was if we would go out to the country on Monday morning, buy a bunch of vegetables from the farmers, and then sell them in the city. But the problem was that every Monday morning was the main class, the main lecture of the week. And we didn't know how we were going to pass the class if we missed the main lecture of the week, but we knew that we wouldn't be able to have food either if we wouldn't make some extra effort to make some money. So the first time that your rabbi, Rabbi Schneerson, saw that we were missing from class, he took notes for us, very, very good notes, and he gave us his notes when we came back to class. Of course, that was very kind and thoughtful of him. In fact, if not for him, we would have never passed the class. We would have never been able to do well on the test and get a passing grade. Now, at the end of the semester, at the end of the year's learning or the 6 months learning, we had a big test. And the professor said that it was such a big test and so hard that instead of it being a 3-hour test like usual, it was going to be a 5-hour test. We all got to work. "You know what your rabbi did?" The old non-Jewish gentleman continued speaking to Yehuda. "After just 30 minutes, he handed in all of his work in an envelope like you were supposed to do and gave it in to the professor." Now, everyone in the class was amazed because everybody knew that it was a 5-hour test. And here, the rabbi had finished it in 30 minutes. So the professor probably thought, okay, he didn't know the answers. So he turned in a blank paper, almost blank. But when he looked inside the envelope and opened up the rabbi's test, he saw that everything was filled out and it looked like everything was correct. "Is this some kind of cheating?" the professor said. "Or are you using some kind of magic?" The Rebbe looked at him but did not say a word, and he left the room. You can imagine how everybody was amazed by this story. And later it turned out that every single answer was correct. It was the talk of the university. The professor apologized to Rabbi Schneerson and asked him, "How is it possible that you could have known all the answers to all those questions and put them down so quickly and so correctly?" "I will never forget the Rebbe's answer," said the old non-Jewish gentleman. "He said, 'The Jewish people have a book of wisdom called the Talmud. One who learns it properly, the Talmud, the Gemara, can understand all answers to the test.'" That is the story. So we see that all knowledge is contained in the Torah. So continue to learn Torah. Continue to work as hard as you can to learn as much Torah as you can. No matter what kind of work you do after you finish learning Torah, it will go better. No matter what kind of things you do in your life, it will always work better because of the Torah. Thank you for listening to the story of the day. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. For me, it's now Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so if it's not too late, I wish you also a good Chodesh.